Rejana, hello, bonjour, tansé. As the days shorten and the temperatures drop, we brighten the darkness with glowing candles and twinkling lights, and ward off the cold with hot drinks and a warm fire. This can be a wonderful season of friends and family coming together in a spirit of warmth, with heartfelt wishes for peace on earth. While we gather with loved ones, let's also remember that what is a joyous time for some, can be lonely for others. I applaud all of you who reach out to people who may be feeling cut off from their communities. Giving reflects the true spirit of the holiday season. I am grateful to everyone who donates their time, talents and funds to food banks, shelters, charities, service groups, and wherever there is need. In Saskatchewan, we have an abundance of kind-hearted people. One of the most fulfilling parts of my role as Lieutenant Governor is acknowledging people who make our province a special place to live. The Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal Program was created in celebration of the late Queen's 70 years on the throne. In 2023, the program continued, as people throughout Saskatchewan were awarded medals for their outstanding contributions and accomplishments in diverse fields. I also had the pleasure of presenting exemplary service medals to police, firefighters, EMTs and other emergency services. We owe our first responders, healthcare professionals, and members of the Canadian Armed Forces a debt of gratitude for all they do to keep us safe. They give so much of themselves, often spending time away from their families during the holidays. Donna and I are fortunate to serve as honorary patrons of many worthwhile organizations. The work of these groups ranges from supporting military and veterans, to supporting seniors or youth, from promoting mental health or physical fitness, to celebrating arts and culture. We are grateful to each of our patronage organizations for enriching the lives of so many people in our communities. As the end of the year draws near, it is a good time to reflect on some of the highlights of the past 12 months. Last May, for the first time in over 7 decades, a new Canadian monarch was crowned at Westminster Abbey. Here in Saskatchewan, we celebrated King Charles III's coronation with a public event at Government House in Regina on May 13. Just 3 days later, Donna and I had the privilege of a private meeting with His Majesty in the breathtaking surroundings of Buckingham Palace. We were impressed by both the King's interest in and knowledge of our province. We treasure these and many more memories of the passing year, and we look forward to the new year. We invite you to join us at Government House on January 1 for the annual New Year's Day levee. And now, I am happy to bring you season's greetings on behalf of His Majesty, King Charles III, King of Canada. I will also share these greetings in my first language, which is Woodland Cree. Nitha Ikwa Dana Ni Kawasamisananak, Nasasimananak. Nipakasithitinan Kakitha Kita Mitho Makosikisakanishik Ekwa Kita Mitho Osamikisakansik. On behalf of my family and staff, I wish you health, happiness and prosperity throughout the holidays and into the new year. Joyeux Noël. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Sasktoday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.